I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the house cat. Domestic cats, or Felis catus, are small, furry, meat eaters.
Tuna, wow. Rich red tuna meat.
Cats are treasured by people. They provide us with friendship, and they hunt down vermin.
Every house needs a cat, you know. The house could get overrun with mises.
We know that cats were loved in Egypt, but they may have been domesticated far earlier. In the Neolithic period, up to 9,500 years ago. Cats can swim, but they get tired quickly in the water, so they don't like to do it.
Yeah.
Cats can hear things you can't imagine. They can see in the dark. Some cats sleep as much as 20 hours a day. Things they smell that we can't.
Yeah. Urine, feces, vomit, sewage, mildew, rotten meat, rodent waste.
Cats have caused the extinction of many bird species. They kill up to 3.7 billion birds a year. Second most popular pet in the U.S. behind fish. Who knew?
Put up your fins. I'm gonna swab the ocean floor with you.
Now, groups of cats are properly called clouders or glarings.
That ain't true. That don't make sense.
I'd never heard of either of those. How many cats in the world? Up to 600 million. These days, cats can easily live 12 to 15 years. The oldest cat, old Cream Puff, lived to be 38. Jeez, we love our cats. I know I do. They're our Animal of the Week on Wake and Bake. Check in with my friend Gabe Cohen and Introspective Infrastructure.
Manhattan is the result of titanic forces played out in slow motion. What we experience as centuries are but mere moments in geologic time. The cosmic clock ticks on. Glaciers, on their entrance into the area, scraped the bedrock clean. Rocks, sands, and silts, deposited by the ice flow called glacial till, built up in the area now known as Murray Hill.
Life is so sweet up on Murray Hill.
By the time the glaciers had eventually retreated, an abrupt, steep mound was left. A natural rise from 34th towards Lexington and Broadway. In the bitter winter of 1808, a work relief program kept unemployed dock workers busy, slicing as much as 40 feet off of the hill's summit to use as landfill. The area was leveled, eventually allowing the streets to be paved that you drive on now. For WFMU, this is Gabriel Cohen.
What the heck am I doing? I'm going to the phone, baby. Sheldon, are you there? Can you hear me? Yeah,
I hear you.
No, you can hear me. Okay, now
I hear you. I hear you.
We're under control, Sheldon. Yeah, you sent us a package. Thanks for all those records, Sheldon.
No problem. I'm just trying to weed down my collection. I got like 6,000, but I was telling George, if you have your kit, you're good. Propane, flashlight, duct tape, extra pixie dust, Byrite, SpaghettiOs, beefaroni, and water. You should survive till the next show. You know,
beefaroni. Where are you at, Sheldon?
I'm in the Great Swamp, like Millington, you know?
What's it doing there?
Now it's starting to snow, but the wind is intense stuff. It's like, you know, my flag is horizontal. I'm getting that garbage can movement, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but the
exactly.
Wind is pretty intense.
Yep, what's your message to everybody, Sheldon, on a day like this, no matter where they are?
Okay, just remember, if you see somebody distressed, go and help them because you don't want to be stuck in this weather, all right? And always make sure you have extra mukluks and socks in the car, all right?
Do you wear mukluks?
Sometimes I wear mukluks, you know, and that funny-looking hat, too, you know?
Sheldon, what's your sign?
My sign is Taurus the Bull, creative but stubborn.
Are you stubborn?
No, not that much. A little.
How old are you, Sheldon?
60 years old. You know, I've been listening since 1975.
Can you do a falsetto note? Sometimes I go, oh, can you do that?
WFMU.
If you just swing that spotlight around and shine it on one very special town in our listening area. Our civic showcase today focuses on Dumont, New Jersey. Dumont is in Bergen County, about 17 miles southwest of Jersey City. Population 17,479, and it's shrinking. The Dumont area was originally home to the Tappan Indians. About 1677, the Tappans granted French Huguenot David de Martz 7,500 acres of land that stretched from Tenekill Creek to the Hackensack River. This low ridge of land was called Schralenberg. That means scraggly hill in Dutch.
If you mind, we don't meet in Paris.
Opvat.
Yeah.
Oh, back around 1800, a one-room schoolhouse was built in the area.
Oh.
Then the well-to-do families came after the Civil War with the railroads. The borough of Dumont itself came to be in 1894. It was named in honor of Dumont Clark, the first mayor.
You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right, you were.
More people came in 1917 when Camp Merritt was erected. Businesses sprang up overnight to take care of all the soldiers.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go.
The DuMont Police Department was formed in 1921. Cops were compensated $1 for each arrest. Today they get much more than that.
Yeah.
Notable people from DuMont include Olivia Goldsmith. She wrote The First Wives Club.
Do it, Morris. Do it to me now.
If I give you any more collagen, your lips are going to look like they got stuck in a pool drain.
And Tim Jeffs is from DuMont. Remember him?
Oh.
The guitarist of White Zombie. We hope you're listening, DuMont, New Jersey. We'd love to be your radio station.
Cold temperatures gripping the country, I wanted to remind all of your listeners to watch their health and pay attention to possible symptoms. What you think might be a cold could turn out to be bronchitis or even pneumonia. Pneumonia, etymologically speaking, is just an inflammation of the pneumos, a 17th century Latin word for the lungs. A 17th century Latin word for the lungs.
Omnibus coniurationis principibus.
It was in the 19th century that the British physician Charles Baddam first distinguished bronchitis from pneumonia. And that's our word of the week, bronchitis. Excuse me. The itis suffix, of course, just means inflammation, and the bronch refers to the bronchial tubes, which come from the Greek word bronchia, meaning throat or windpipe.
This is Sparta! Yeah.
Bronchitis. Bronchitis.
You normally make a very astounding amount of mucus and saliva in your nose, throat, and sinuses, and lungs daily.
Dr. Baddam is little remembered today, despite identifying bronchitis for all of humanity. Pardon me.
Flu death rates hit epidemic levels in America in 2017. Are Americans being mass vaccinated via chemtrails against our will?
A trained and skillful physician, Baddam was afflicted with wanderlust and spent much of his time traveling through Europe as far as Greece and Italy. Time that historians say could have been devoted to building a reputation and legacy in medicine. He was also a poet and published the thin volume Lines Written at Warwick Castle, which is of dubious relation to our own Garbage Time host, little Maddie Warwick.
This New Year's was nice. I sat at home and I watched the ball drop.
The opening verse reads, I leave thee, Warwick, and thy precincts gray, amidst a thousand winters, still the same. Ere tempests rend thy last sad leaves away, and from thy bowers the native rock reclaim. Crisp dews now glitter on the joyless field. The sun's red disk now sheds no parting rays. And though thy trophied hall, the burnished shield, disperses wide the swiftly mounting blaze. So, perhaps it's best that Dr. Baddam didn't give up his day job altogether. And that's what I did during my Christmas break, Clay. Sat at my mother's house sweating out a case of bronchitis. Hope all of your listeners are in tip-top shape, and a happy new year to you.
Now here's station manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Some Hershey outlet stores have been evacuated due to a gas leak. The precautionary measure was taken to protect people and delicious chocolate. New York, New York. FDNY hazmat units and firefighters rushed in to a blazing Manhattan health club. If the fire reaches the hydraulic fluid on the elliptical cardio machines, look out, Mary. Wheeling, West Virginia, firefighters are dealing with a minor but deadly chlorine leak. Princeton University, New Jersey, the halls of academe have been evacuated due to a chemical gas leak. Manchester, New Hampshire, a carbon monoxide leak at the Manchester Strip Mall. Lake Charles, Louisiana, authorities are investigating a suspicious package left at, you guessed it, Walmart on the Bayou. Cerritos, California. Mysterious hazmat death in Cerritos is under investigation. Why mysterious? We have no idea. That's why it's under investigation. Cohoes, New York. A gas leak in Cohoes. That's all. No details, but it is located in Cohoes.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, station manager Ken. Look out, Mary. We're protecting delicious chocolates. Let's go to the audience now and see if they'll allow for one more bonus hazmat situation. Audience, are you ready for it today? They want it, station manager.
Suwala, Washington, a gas leak at the local laundromat.
That was short and sweet. A gas leak at the local laundromat. It's such a dangerous world out there. I think we're going to quickly go to the phone. Tuck-a-tuck, 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 tuck. David, are you there?
Good morning, Clay. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, you too, man. How you been?
I can't complain. I've reunited with the love of my life, and life is good.
Oh, man. How you'd broken up for a while?
Yeah, we had a little rough time, a little bump in the road, and it seems that we got the asphalt out and fixed the road, and everything's looking pretty good for the home team.
Fantastic, Dave. Now, I've just got a skinny New Jersey minute here before we have to do news. What's your Happy New Year's message to all the listeners of FMU?
Oh, my God. Peace and love, and treat everybody else the way you would like to be treated, with love and respect and honor. And I just want you to know, too, I don't know what's going on with the weather, but we seem to be in a vortex here. It's 80 degrees in Brooklyn. It's sunny out. The palm trees are waving in the wind. And all's
hey,
good, my brother.
Can you do me a favor? Just bark like a small Pomeranian continuously as I slowly turn you down.
Pomeranian. All right. I usually do a shih tzu, but okay, a Pomeranian.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Even though most cheeses are aged, that doesn't mean all cheeses get better indefinitely as time goes on. Each has its own optimal stage of ripeness. So how do you tell when blue cheese has gone by and you shouldn't buy it? It's already moldy. For natural rind cheeses like Gorgonzola, Stilton, or any other blue with an exterior that kinda looks like dirt, look at the paste just beneath the rind. Is it kind of pinkish brown?
Yeah.
That cheese is too old.
Ageism is the last acceptable prejudice in America.
Cheese. For other blues, look at inconsistencies in the paste's color. Other than some blue, it should generally be all one color.
Fuchsia.
If you see a lot of variation in hue, especially if it's darker under the rind, stay away.
Of course, some molds are totally safe to eat, notably the ones you see in some smelly cheeses, like blue cheeses, and Gorgonzola, and Stilton.
Also, if the cheese looks slimy or desiccated, or smells like ammonia, don't buy it. Back to you, Clay.
Thoughts and opinions about the people and the issues that matter most to you. It's Quick Takes.
Quick Takes.
With Fabio. Let's see what's on Fabio's mind today.
I'm not sure when it started, but I noticed a few years ago that, you know, people were using the term guys in relation to both men and women. Guys. Guys. And even women calling each other guys.
This is very dangerous.
Pulitzer Prize winner Alice Walker on Makers.com.
It's like erasing yourself daily. Minute by minute, erasing yourself. You're just not going to be female. You're going to be a guy.
They can't handle the macho man Randy Savage.
There he comes, the ultimate warrior!
Now, as far as I know, the term guys is reference to the male gender.
Yes.
Every man wants to be a macho, macho man. Just have the kind of body always in the man.
So, how did that happen? I mean, why is it okay to call a woman a guy?
Yeah, I'm torn here. I'll be honest with you.
It doesn't make any sense at all. It's very, very strange.
No matter how hard I try to be just one of the guys, there's a little something inside that won't let me.
I hear this on the street and on TV shows and in movies, and it's just, I find it really odd.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today I'm going to be telling you all my secrets, basically. A lot of you guys have been wondering my
It's annoying, actually, because I guess maybe I'm old-fashioned. It's seems incorrect grammatically. I don't know.
Let's relax now, shall we? Just take a little breather for just a moment. Would you do that with me? Clay Pigeon with you. This is Wake and Bake you're listening to on WFMU. Inhale now with me. And hold. Hold it. Now stretch. Stretch. I'm doing it. I'm doing it with you. Stretch. Let the air out now. All of it, all the way out. All the way out. All of the old air in the lungs. All the way out. Sometimes it gets trapped there in the bottom. And then breathe in again. Replenished, refreshed, relaxed. The natural endorphins flooding into your bloodstream. The excitement of the storm. The adrenaline. Tap into it. The joy of it. The wonder. Sure, there's inconvenience, but never forget the childlike wonder of falling snow. And then, if you will accept today, I'd like to shower you all with magic pixie dust. Magic pixie dust of peace and hope and happiness and joy for the year ahead. Here's your dust, my friends, my listeners. Don't squeeze the shaman. And let's check in with Cheyenne now and find out our Free Music Archive pick of the week.
Thanks, Clay. The Free Music Archive pick of the week this week is called The Girl from the National Coalition Party by Jaco.
Yes.
This song was brought to the Free Music Archive by Cachalot Marionette Records in 2012. And it's from the album Riga, which came out in 2012 as well. It's a strange little ditty about a political party and lost love. It's a strange little ditty about a political party. And it's available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org. So, without further ado, here's The Girl from the National Coalition Party by Jaco. Enjoy.
A bit younger than I am, well, I'm sure you'll understand. I followed her and her friends into the National Coalition Party. I had fun at the ball, although I wasn't sure at all how to dance the waltz at the National Coalition Party. So disappointing in the end. But after all, she didn't like me. Oh, what a mess in the end. When I found out she didn't love me, oh no, oh no, oh no. I bought myself a car and I got some scuba classes. I wanted to be ready to join the National Coalition Party. I helped with a campaign, I had a badge with her name. I gave my vote in vain to the National Coalition Party. So disappointing in the end. When I found out she didn't love me, oh what a mess in the end. When I realized she didn't like me, oh no, oh no, oh no.
It's so pretty outside. George just came in. We were talking about how pretty it is. Listener, is it snowing where you are? Listener, are you there?
It's LCBD.
LCBD, my good friend. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Connecticut, looking out at the snow.
LCBD, I know from meeting you that you're a really nice person. Here's what I want you to do, LCBD, if you would. Just flashback in time to your own childhood and share with us, try to get into the feeling of it, the magic of the snow back then and now. What does the snow do for you, LCBD? How does it get you in touch with the magic again? Talk to me.
Gosh, well, I've always loved snow. I grew up in Chicago, so I always had snowy winters. I love thinking back to getting dressed as a kid to go outside and putting on, you know, bread bags over my feet before I put my boots on.
Right. Did you really?
You know, made the feet slide into the boots more easily.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We used newspaper with my galoshes. You had to put some newspaper in them to get those things on.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I also think my mom did that because it kept the feet dry if your foot was inside a plastic bag.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, I loved the snow then. I love it now. I still am waiting to have that feeling that I had as a kid when my nostrils would freeze. And even though it's been really cold, I was in Vermont last week. It was cold. I still haven't had that sensation of frozen nostrils like I had as a kid.
LCBD.
Is anybody else? I mean, I don't know. Am I the only one?
No, I know what you mean. And there's that smell, too, that some type of positive ionization when it's ready to. Have you ever said, I smell snow before it happens?
You know, I can't say have. I have smelled rain. But
work with me, LCBD. Just say yes. Yes, Clay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. What's your Happy New Year's message to everybody, LCBD?
Be hopeful. Be hopeful, everybody.
I appreciate your calling me. Will you do it again?
I'll do it again. I love you, Clay. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks to George and everybody else, too.
Love you,
you
too, LCBD.
Great.
Keep tuning in, okay?
Will do, always.
Okay,
thanks,
we'll
Clay.
See you soon. There she goes, LCBD. I hate to cut these calls off, but that's the way it goes in this fast-paced world. You guys know how it is. But let's do Today in History, can we? Today is Friday, January 5th. In 1554, a great fire occurred in Eindhoven in the Netherlands. Fire. You can simulate fire by simply crumpling a piece of typing paper. Here's another opportunity. Do it with me. 1781, American Revolutionary War. Richmond, Virginia is burned by British naval forces led by the traitor Benedict Arnold. Burned! Burned! And other things... New York City transit fare rose from 30 cents to 35 cents in 1972. 1987 surrogate baby M case began in Hackensack, New Jersey. Remember that? The surrogate baby M case? 1998, vandals decapitate Copenhagen's Little Mermaid. Who would do that? Birthdays today include Zebulon Pike, 1778, Sam Phillips of Sun Records, he's gone, Walter Mondale's 90 today, Charlie Rose is in the doghouse, he's 76, Diane Keaton, 72, Chris Stein of Blondie, 68, Marilyn Manson, 49 today, Bradley Cooper, the actor, 43, young January Jones actress is 40, and Robert Duvall, born this day in 1931.
You smell that?
You smell that? Hey,
son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? A whole hill. Smells like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
Geez, I'm running late. This has been a crazy week. Back from the holidays, but I've had fun with you. I hope you can say the same. It's such a great honor to be your DJ here in the morning, Sean Wake and Bake. I hope you'll join me next Monday, and we'll do it all again all week long. Vomit-free, splat-free, no chair-throwing, only good behavior, no plashadil, family-friendly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oil viscosity is concerning me, for I know how greasy an engine should be, and yours isn't greasy.
This friction in your pistons, you really can't deny, and no one listens, even if you try to make the sound your pistons make. Manually, they stare at you so quizzically,
slack-jawed and dead-eyed,
force-fed and french fried,
pork chop an inch wide,
pork chop
with some horseradish,
old band-aid in a petri dish,
cure out the ouchless bandage,
cut my finger on a piece of paper
bag, got a new mattress,
money, don't you touch the tag,
don't remove the tag,
under penalty of law,
turn a lump of coal into coleslaw. Yugoslavia,
Belgrade, Yugoslavia,
Partia
wants to return.
Cocoa Puff Mountain,
I'm so high.
Cocoa Puff Mountain,
horsefly. Cocoa Puff Mountain, horsefly. Cocoa Puff Mountain, too high to climb.
People on the top having a mighty fine time,
drinking that Kim Crawford wine.
Peter Lawford had a sudden
something going on, something very wrong. A king without his calm, a ping without his palm, a
ding without its dong, a tick without a tock, a hen without a cock, a road without a rock, a kirk without a spark, a cow without a pie, a cloud without a sky, a suit without a tie.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.